the three most important things of marriage and the three most important things of the man. Those are generosity. How generous is the man? How generous can he be in the marriage? There are reasons to believe that a person who's been married before and has been hurt could close down a little bit emotionally and be less generous than he used to be because he's more cautious. Could be he was never generous to begin with because he's self-absorbed. So the first consideration is generosity. How generous is he emotionally? How generous is he verbally? Does he give compliments easily? Does he express himself easily? How generous is he with his possessions, with his space, and with his time? Because people can be very generous in many areas and yet very selfish in one area. Some people can be generous with their time, with their money, with their words, but not with their space. They don't want anybody in their space. They can't tolerate it. And that could be a problem in a marriage. So the first thing you need to check out is generosity. And as long as we're talking, you got to be generous too, to make sure that you have these three requirements. So the first one is generosity, chesed. Chesed is the beginning of all relationships. It's the beginning of all emotions. If you're not generous, you might not even be sensitive enough or open enough to be upset with somebody or to hate somebody. Because even hate means you're willing to feel. You're generous with your feelings. So generosity is the beginning of everything. Everything starts with chesed. The second thing is respect. How respectful is he? How much dignity does he allow you? How does he talk to you? How does he treat you and others? Does he have a natural, organic sense of respect and dignity for himself and for others? Because although this is a neglected topic, but maybe even more than kindness, a marriage depends on respect. Because the familiarity, the living together, the sharing everything together, tends to diminish respect or to destroy respect. So you have to be at least aware, you have to be conscious of the importance of respect in a relationship, any relationship, and particularly a close relationship like a marriage. So that's the second requirement. How do you check this out? You got to use your ingenuity to see whether he really does respect people, if he even values respect. That's a good clue. Does he expect to be respected? Does he respect himself? And how does he treat others? So you check that out as best as you can to make sure that he doesn't easily get too comfortable and lose all respect and lower his standards and his dignity and so on. The third thing is sanctity. Does he have any awareness of the sanctity of marriage, the sanctity of intimacy? Does he have a sense of intimacy? This is the unique quality in marriage. Every relationship has to have kindness and respect. Even a partnership in a business, any interaction between people demands a certain amount of generosity and a certain amount of respect. But what makes the marriage completely different from all other relationships is the sanctity of it. In awe are you of the sanctity of the marriage? The sense that it's much bigger than both of us. that we're involved in something we could never really master, that we're in very deep waters and the best we can do is try, but that it's really bigger than both of us. First of all, in the sense that God arranged the marriage. It's not I decided, I chose, I want, I pick you. It's too petty. There's something much bigger going on. There's a divine plan, there's a hashgacha, there's a soulmate, there's a zivug. God stayed up all night to arrange this, you know. Especially a second marriage, I stay up really late at night. Second marriage is God arranges really late at night, after all the others are finished. So if he stays up all night for this, you really have to give it a lot of respect. Secondly, just the fact that God entrusts another person to your care, that's awesome too. Because humanly, I mean, if I were God, I wouldn't trust you. I wouldn't expect human beings to be capable of something so awesome. And yet God does trust us. So that's another aspect or dimension to the sanctity of it. And of course, the third thing is the intimacy. The intimacy is a divine gift. It can't be taken for granted. It can't be diminished to casual and frivolous activity. So when they say that familiarity breeds contempt, it's not really true in most areas as much as it is in the intimacy, in the bedroom. So how much respect does he have for a bedroom? How much respect does he have for intimacy? Those are the three things: a generous person, a respectful person with dignity, and a person who appreciates the sanctity of marriage. If you have these three things, you have a pretty good guy. And it's a pretty safe bet. Those are the three pillars upon which the world of marriage rests.